Welcome to the Poetry Moment. My name's Tim Greenup. Today, I'll be reading Ode to Sleeping in My Clothes by Ross Gay. An ode, if you didn't know, is a kind of a poem of celebration, and the tone of an ode tends to be quite joyful and excited. But as we'll see in Ross Gay's poem, it doesn't have to stay joyful the entire time. Ode to Sleeping in My Clothes. And though I don't mention it to my mother or the doctors with their white coats, it is in fact a great source of happiness for me, as I don't even remove my socks and will sometimes even pull up my hood and slide my hands deep in my pockets, and probably more so than usual, look as if something bad has happened, my heart blasting a last somersault or some artery parting like curtains in a theater, while the cavalry of blood comes charging through, except unlike so many of the dead, I must be smiling there in my denim and cotton sarcophagus, slightly rank from the day. It is said that Shostakovich slept with a packed suitcase beneath his bed, and it is said that black people were snatched from dark streets and made experiments of. And you and I both have family whose life savings are tucked 12 feet beneath the Norway maple, whose roots splay like the bones in the foot of a man who was walked to Youngstown, Ohio from Mississippi without sleeping or keeping his name. And it's a miracle, maybe I almost never think of, to rise like this, and simply by sliding my feet into my boots while the water for coffee gathers its song, be in the garden, or on the stoop, running almost from nothing. Thank you. That was Ode to Sleeping in My Clothes by Ross Gay. I'm Tim Greenup. Thanks for listening to The Poetry Moment.